okay, client who booked disc training with us, you've run the disc training. It was a lot of fun. But now what? We're here to tell you now what. This is Mitzi Taylor from Not So Basic Training. Our clients have asked us many, many times after running a disc session, what do we do now? Well, we decided to put out a podcast and send it to all of our clients that have done disc training to let them know there are a ton of things that you can do to make sure that this knowledge becomes part of your culture. First, let's review why you decided to run a disc training session for your group or company in the first place. You were having an interpersonal conflict, I'm sure, with someone. People could not communicate with each other clearly if you paid them. You had certain people that were going around like bulls in china shops, bowling everybody over. Sounding familiar? Has that changed? If so, great. If not, keep in mind, running a training session, no matter how great it was, may not solve your problem. You and or the company may have to do some follow-up work to get this stuff to stick. Training is a great start. There might have to be some follow-up. By the way, where is your disc profile right now? Look around. Is it in the bottom of a drawer collecting dust? Is it in a folder somewhere in the trunk of your car? Not good. You know the company spent a lot of money bringing the disc knowledge to your group. You want to make sure it becomes part of everyone's skill and knowledge set. Just a reminder about DISC and its intent. A behavior profile is geared to be an accurate description of observable actions, things we do and say without putting a lot of thought into it. By taking DISC, you should understand yourself more clearly, your natural strengths and natural challenges. Just as important, though, the class should have helped you understand the behaviors of other styles. Those people that are driving you crazy are probably just different styles than you are. Assuming everyone has taken the profile in your group or company, the way to change behaviors, enhance communication, and help people understand each other is to keep it in front of everybody's face. Here's some suggestions. Use name tense or tags for the people that have been through the session. Put their primary and secondary style letters, their two highest points, on this tag. This will help everyone remember what they are and be able to adapt to each other's styles quicker. It'll be very visual. But please do some communication and training on this with everyone before posting people's disc styles. We don't want anyone to feel like they're being labeled or discriminated against because of their style. I have one company that prints name tents and keeps them in a cupboard in their office. And when they hold a meeting, they bring their disc name tents out so everybody can clearly see why people are behaving the way they are and how to adapt to that very quickly. Another company bought the disc mugs from Inscape, so each person has a coffee cup that has their letter and a brief description of what that style means, and they carry it around the office so people know, hey, that person's a D, and now I know how to adapt to them. Another thing you can do is assign a case study to each person on your team. They're responsible to bring an example of how they've used the disc info and knowledge in their life to make them a better leader, etc., to your next meeting. Give them 5 to 10 minutes to discuss it amongst the team, really tying in how the example relates to everyday work. Do this for a month or so, or for every other meeting for a couple of months. Have each person bring an example and talk about how the knowledge has really enhanced or improved something that they're doing with their behavior. Make DISC part of your performance review process. Focus on the strengths that a person is bringing to the company and job, as well as areas of enhancement or challenges due to their behavior style. This keeps that in front of them and helps them recognize that they may have some challenges, but they definitely can work through those. Pull out the DISC profiles of individuals involved in coaching. It helps the coach understand how to adapt to the person being coached, and it helps the person being coached communicate more clearly their needs if they know a little bit more about their coach. So the coach and the coachee would bring their DISC profiles out. They would really look at what challenges they may have as building their relationship and be able to overcome those very quickly. When a team is struggling, break out the profiles of each person and make the team determine where they're going wrong. Is it a behavior issue? Many times that they will find that it is. More importantly, have the team decide what to do about it. Have extra profiles around and encourage people to bring them home for their spouse, kids, other friends and family. They're pretty inexpensive, $25. This is going to help them keep talking about the different profiles and will help them see their profiles in real life, which will make them use it. If your team all took the online version of DISC, there are some great reports that are available. For example, one is the DISC Facilitator Report, $46. This provides a distribution of the DISC styles in the group and detailed information on how each individual DISC style may affect the culture within your group. Another report is the DISC group culture report for 4650. This explores in more depth the culture of a group, the strengths, the weaknesses. It goes into a lot more in depth about what each person is bringing to the table and how they interact with each other. There's also lots more that can be purchased from Inscape to keep this knowledge going. So, okay, you spent the money. We've run the training. We had a lot of fun. Everyone learned quite a bit. Now it's up to you to keep this going. Of course, let us know how we can help. We're always there when you need us. Give us a call. Have fun.